One part of winning this year's presidential election here in Wisconsin will be how many votes are picked up across the northern part of the state. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz spent this past weekend in one blue northern county and another one that's quite red. WUWM's Chuck Hornbach spoke with some up north voters and has this report.
Republican Donald Trump won 58 of Wisconsin's 72 counties 4 years ago, including much of the northern two-thirds of the state. For example, Marathon County, which includes Wausau, went for Trump by 18 percentage points, or 14,000 votes, over Democrat Joe Biden. But there was Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz Friday afternoon speaking to his party's Get Out the Vote volunteers at a Wausau brewing company. The Minnesota governor talked about the importance of making gains in GOP areas.
And I know people say, well, you know, it's a little redder county or whatever. It's about reducing the margins. It's about pulling things down. It's about the swing states.
Among the volunteers was Milwaukee native Michelle Klein, who has lived in Wausau for decades and insists northern Wisconsin is not Trump country.
No, it's not. It's Harris Walz country. And we're going to do everything in our power to make that happen.
Klein, a former teacher, says she'll be doing more outreach for Walz and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris because of the ticket's support for reducing gun violence at schools.
It was pretty sad that I had to have my students have drills for, you know, shooters.
Klein says she's also a big supporter of women's reproductive rights, as is her friend and co-campaign volunteer Dessa Krieger. But number one for Krieger when backing the Democrats?
Oh, I just love how inclusive they are of everyone in the population.
Another campaign volunteer, Kevin Wald, says he likes Harris's plan to expand the federal child tax credit and to provide down payment support for first-time homebuyers.
I do not have my own house, and I would like to start a family soon, so they're both right up my alley.
But travel to a smaller and even redder northern Wisconsin county, Barron, where Trump defeated Biden by 26 percentage points in 2020, and there are people who say nothing will sink their support for the Republican. Before hopping on her all-terrain vehicle Saturday for a trail ride with family and friends, Shatek resident Patricia Heiss says she backs Trump on closing the U.S. border and likes his plan to get rid of income taxes on Social Security benefits.
You paid taxes on that once. Why are you paying on it again? I don't get it. I just don't get how our government runs, I guess.
Outside the post office in Rice Lake, Terry Brinker says she's staying with the Republicans due to the border, the economy, and gun rights, though she's maybe not a GOP enthusiast right now.
With it being the election year, it's one of those, it's the lesser of two evils. I mean, you listen to both sides. They're going to tell you what you want to hear. I just know that when Trump was in office, he's proven.
The Democrats do seem to have surefire friends in far northern Wisconsin. The state's three largest counties along Lake Superior all went for Biden 4 years ago by at least 9 percentage points. In the Douglas County seat of Superior Saturday, Tim Walz told a rally of more than 1,000 people that their outreach is really needed in the next 50 days to win what he calls a battle.
It's going to be one door-to-door, call-to-call, $5 donation.
In that audience, Ashland County resident Kathy Schutte criticized Trump and brushed off fears of northern Wisconsin staying red.
Absolutely, absolutely, it's blue.
Republicans aren't giving up on the North. GOP vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is due back in Eau Claire this Wednesday. But Democrats also have in their favor very blue and much larger Madison, where Vice President Harris will hold a rally on Friday evening. Her campaign is also counting on Milwaukee and a few medium-sized Wisconsin cities to give Democrats the edge in November. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.